Yeah,
it's great to see all those guys back. A lot of tremendous memories, stories shared, some of which may actually be true. But for Badger fans who you rattle off all the names, and Badger fans will remember where they were when certain moments of greatness happened. He's Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Moment with Mac.
Well, thank you, Matt. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten. We'll visit with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. And up next, our Badgers in the NFL segment brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we take a break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin football.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, we will get you caught up around the Big Ten and the top 25 in a bit. But coming up next, it's our Badgers in the NFL segment brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. That's next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
WEA Member Benefits is proud to support Wisconsin public school employees. Founded by educators, for educators, everything we do starts with you. For over 50 years, we've provided trusted retirement and investment options, personal insurance, and financial planning programs exclusively for public school employees and their families. Visit WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Game day hunger calls for a real winner. Kretschmar Deli Meats from Piggly Wiggly. Since 1883, Kretschmar has stood for quality, delivering premium deli meats and cheeses crafted to satisfy. From uniquely smoked hams to hand-trimmed off-the-bone cuts of beef and poultry, every slice is made with care and without fillers or MSG. So huddle up at the deli counter and make your next play a flavored touchdown with Kretschmar Deli Meats. Available now at your local Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig.
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt. And most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
The last number one team that came into Camp Randall was the Oregon Ducks, November 16th of last year. The Badgers led 13-6 entering the fourth quarter, but the Ducks scored 10 fourth quarter points to win it 16-13. Hard to remember that, but it's less than a year ago right now. Time for the Badgers in the NFL update. It's brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, the Midwest's favorite dealership group. And here's Nick Brusewitz.
Week 6 of the NFL season is in the books, and some familiar former Badger faces were once again at the top of their game during the week. Beginning in Indianapolis, the Colts took down the Cardinals 31-27 at Lucas Oil Stadium, and running back Jonathan Taylor turned 21 carries into 123 yards, including this one-yard plunge into the end zone in the fourth quarter.
Toss play, Taylor to the edge, to the end zone! The Colts take the lead in the fourth!
That call from Fox, as Taylor also added four catches for 14 yards in the victory. The running back has been red hot since the beginning of the year, compiling a league-high 603 rushing yards and 7 touchdowns over 6 games so far. Another player who's been off to quite the start this season is Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson. Although he didn't have many opportunities in the team's 30-27 loss to the Panthers, Ferguson made the most of his chances, reeling in 3 catches for 33 yards, including a 19-yard score in the second quarter.
5 in the pattern again for Prescott. Seam route, Ferguson, tight end touchdown. His 4th in the last 3 games.
Fox on the call as the tight end has now registered 44 receptions for 305 yards and 4 touchdowns, all of which have come over the last 3 weeks to this point in the season. Switching to the defensive side of the ball, the Steelers took down the Browns 23-9 in Week 6, and linebacker Nick Herbig continued his strong start to the year, recording 2 sacks of Cleveland quarterback Dylan Gabriel, including this takedown in the fourth quarter.
Gabriel steps up, and he sacked Herbig. He's got another one.
That call via CBS says Herbig has now compiled 4.5 sacks over 6 games this season. The Steelers were also in action on Thursday Night Football this week, losing to the Bengals 33-31 on the road. But another former Badger defender made his mark early.
2nd and 8, and down he goes. That time it's Keanu Benton coming through the middle, the nose tackle, up through the middle for the sack.
Highlight courtesy of Prime Video as defensive lineman Keanu Benton got to Joe Flacco in the first quarter, and he's now up to 2.5 sacks on the year. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
Well, thank you, Nick. Up next, we'll look around the Big Ten and the Top 25 as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Wisconsin football's 20. Almost over, just 2 chances left to be at Camp Randall for Big Ten football. Don't miss the Badgers' matchups with Washington and Illinois and the traditions that make game day unforgettable. Jump around the fifth quarter and memories that can only be made in Madison. Tickets are going fast. Lock in your seats now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal, it's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go Badgers! SeatGeek.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Well, it has been a very newsy week in college football, beginning in the Big Ten when James Franklin was fired by Penn State after a three-game losing streak. Penn State was the nation's third-ranked team when they lost in double overtime against then number six Oregon 3 weeks ago. Dramatic changes in the rankings this week. Not with number one Ohio State, the Buckeyes haven't wavered. Indiana continues to move up. Wouldn't be surprised if they're the number two ranked team in the country when the weekend is done. Miami got beat last night. Indiana continues to move up. They won at number two Oregon. The Hoosiers are now ranked third. Oregon is ranked eighth. USC 20th. And Nebraska crashes to the top 25, but only for a moment at number 25 because Nebraska lost last night 24-6 at Minnesota. Darius Taylor, 24 carries for 148 yards and a TD. Minnesota is now 5-2, 3-1 in the Big Ten. Nebraska is also 5-2, 2-2 in the Big Ten, and their spot at number 25 is certainly in peril in the rankings. Also today, going on right now, Washington is on the road at Michigan. Surprisingly, neither team is ranked. Washington and Michigan are tied at 7 midway through the third quarter at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Also, later on, 2 o'clock start, Purdue 2-4 overall, 0-3 in the Big Ten at Northwestern. They're 4-2 and 2-1 in the league. Michigan State is winless in the Big Ten. They'll be at third-ranked Indiana. That is at 2:30. Number 8, Oregon is at Rutgers. The Badgers will visit Eugene and Autzen Stadium to take on the Ducks next weekend. Oregon at Rutgers at 5:30 today. Penn State, interim head coach, 0-3 in the Big Ten. My goodness. On the road at Iowa, who won here a week ago 37-0. The Hawkeyes are 2-1 in the Big Ten. Maryland at UCLA also at 6 p.m. And then later tonight, out of conference, 6:30, 20th-ranked USC at 5-1 at 13th-ranked Notre Dame at 4-2. Just a quick check on top 25 scores right now. Vanderbilt, number 17 in the country at home against 10th-rated LSU. The Vandy Commodores lead 24-13, 9 minutes left in the third quarter. 12th-ranked Georgia Tech trailing at Duke 10-7, also in the third. 14th-ranked Oklahoma leads 14-7 at South Carolina, end of the second quarter in that one. After the break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. He's next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's a bird bash at Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to $50,000 cash in the Bird Bash Game Show. Just play with your rewards card this October for a chance to win. Wouldn't you like to rake in a huge pile of cash? Bird Bash, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at pottawatomie.com/birdbash. Must be 21 years old to play.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
Ask about the mental work.
Together, we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Hey, Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling Golden Ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student-athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We continue at Camp Randall Stadium on this beautiful Saturday, a celebration of Rose Bowl champions with Wisconsin. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, game time temperature when this game kicks will be about 74 degrees, almost no wind. So by the time the game finishes, it'll still be in the upper 60s, close to 70. And again, negligible winds. Patrick Herb is down on the sideline and again draws a comfortable draw for today. But maybe a player is a little worried about heat today in this game.
Yeah, you can't ask for much more for October 18th. And you said temperature around 74. It feels a lot hotter than that down here on the surface. So where this time of year you might expect to have maybe even like heaters on the sidelines. Keeping guys from dehydrating and heat exhaustion is actually probably a factor, surprisingly, today. But you're not going to find anybody complaining because it is a picture-perfect day. My pro tip for those listening out in the parking lot, put on some sunscreen before you come in because it's going to be a bright hot sun today.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the availability / injury report for this one. It's a long list again, Patrick.
Yeah, some of the guys that got injured last week are going to be out, and then there's a couple questionable ones. So let's kind of go through it and talk about the impact of it. Offensively is where Wisconsin saw the most attrition. In that first half, four skill position players went down last week. So Darion Dupree, the running back who timeshares with Dylan Jones, he is out with a lower body injury, not going to play. Could be out for a couple weeks. That's too bad, but it means Cade Iacomelli probably going to get extended run today. Tight end Tucker Ashcraft just came back from a foot injury. Finally got to play. Now he's got a hand injury. He is questionable for today, so I think he'll dress, but I would be surprised if we see anything. He's probably going to have more like a club on his hand. Pretty tough to catch that way. Maybe he could give you a little something blocking, but tough break for him. Terrell Henry, slot receiver, he went down. He will not play today as well. Again, could be a couple weeks on him. The good news is I think Trech Kakahuna is up. We saw him go down after a vicious hit on the early in the game, that first drive. He cleared protocol all week and has had really good recovery from it. They've taken extreme caution, but they really think that he's going to be able to go, and that's a huge lift for them. But with Tyrell Henry down, that slot receiver position is a little bit thin, so don't be surprised if Dekel Crowdis or Kyan Berry Johnson get some action today. Two young slot receivers that they love the athleticism and the speed that those guys have to offer. We just haven't seen much of them, so something to keep an eye on. Last one, real quick. I know this is long. Jake Renfro at center, I think he's going to be up again, which is a big lift. We saw him return last week. Just stabilizes that entire offensive line. They were smart with him all week in practice, kind of managing his load, but I think he's going to be good to go, which is helpful.
Patrick, two other notes. One other note before we get to the reunion, and that is people keep asking about Billy Edwards Jr. It's a question that's worth asking, but we don't really have answers. We know he's not really taking part in any drills. He's out here kind of as a coach.
Yeah, he's out for the game, which means he won't dress, and he'll be wearing his jersey with no pads today, obviously, so he's not going to have an opportunity to play. It's frustrating for him. I talked to him this week about it, and you know, he doesn't even know what his timetable is for return. If you break your leg, there's usually like, hey, I'll be back in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, etc. When you've got a soft tissue injury in your knee, it's more, there's more variables and it's more vague, and so it's frustrating for him, and that's the hardest part, is not knowing the timetable. He won't play today, and it seems like it'd be surprising if he can go again next week, and at some point, you know, the games start to diminish and there just aren't many left.
Two quick finishing notes. One, this is a big time atmosphere game in theory. Ohio State is number one in the country. They're the reigning national champions. Yet with where Wisconsin is, maybe it feels a little bit different. And also, this is a Rose Bowl champions reunion weekend here at Wisconsin. So that has a lot of alumni in.
Yeah, and you would hope that there will be some buzz in this building, even though, you know, this season has been frustrating for Wisconsin, but you don't get to play the number one team every week in the country, and you never know what happens. If you were here in 2011 when Wisconsin beat that number one team, 2010, you never forget it. And so you really, stranger things have happened. Wisconsin could win this game, and the people who are here will remember it forever. So there's buzz with that. The CBS, National Broadcast Crew, they've got 150 credentials. Last week, FS1 did the broadcast with 17. The Rose Bowl reunion, there's over 100 people back from those three teams. And I just went over to the pregame tailgate, and it's just great seeing some of the old players, and tons of the old coaches are here. And they're sharing stories and remembering the good old days. And it does add for a lot of juice in this building. And we're expecting a big crowd. I hope the Badgers give them something to cheer for early and keep this crowd engaged and in the game.
Very good. Patrick, you know, you've got to wear sunscreen as well, so get it applied.
I'm on it. No complaints from me, I promise.
You got it. All right, we'll continue. We'll talk with Jesse Temple of Badger Connect. That's next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
He's got the speed. He's got room. He's going to score.
No one gets you closer to the game than Sirius XM College Sports Radio.
For the win. Got it. Let's go.
Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go.
Deep to center field. Oh, it's goal!
Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/CollegeSportsRadio2025.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Wisconsin football's 2025 season is almost over. Just two chances left to be at Camp Randall for Big Ten football. Don't miss the Badgers' matchups with Washington and Illinois and the traditions that make game day unforgettable. Jump around the fifth quarter and memories that can only be made in Madison. Tickets are going fast. Lock in your seats now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others, and now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
So here we go back at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Heller. We welcome in Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. And this is a game that when you looked at it before the season began, you go, okay, Wisconsin can go 3-1 in the opening month. And then, you know, maybe they steal the game against Iowa, competitive against Michigan. And then this game takes on a different tenor. It's different this week after you get beat 37-0 at home against Iowa. What has your week been like in either both the written word on, at Badger Connect and just your thoughts on what's going on this sideline?
This was always going to be a tremendous challenge, Mike, and it feels even greater given where Wisconsin has been the past month. And just look at what these teams have done through six games. Ohio State is number one in the country in scoring defense, and Wisconsin is last among Power Four teams nationally in scoring offense. There's only a handful of Group of Five teams that are averaging fewer points per game, 15.5 points per game. And you look and talent on talent and strength on strength, there's a lot of advantages in Ohio State's side. So Wisconsin needs some breaks to go its way. Obviously, the Badgers have been unfortunate both with injuries and execution. And even if a ball goes on the ground like against Michigan, Michigan ends up recovering. So you need some things to go your way, but you have to come out with some energy and keep this game close, which has been problematic for the Badgers during this losing streak outside of the Michigan game.
Jesse, in Coach Fickell's first year when Ohio State came in, I thought the Badger team on the field kind of took his, what we thought at the time, his identity of toughness. They played, it was 24-10, they played a game that I thought was physical. They did sort of the same thing a couple of weeks ago at Michigan. What happened last week?
It's hard to say, obviously. They spent the entire year building up to that game, as we discussed before the game, the number 42 and the way they implemented that number into workouts, post-practice with push-ups or sit-ups, and they reimagined their defensive front to try and be more stout, and it didn't come together. I mean, I don't have a good explanation. I know Luke doesn't either, even listening to him after the game. It was just crushing when you put so much into something and the results haven't been there, but the schedule doesn't get any easier, and you still have to show up and pick your head up and play well.
Can this team at this moment compete with Hunter Simmons or, well, the quarterback situation?
Man, it's hard to be optimistic based on what we've seen, obviously. I think each can give you something a little bit different. Now, Hunter is coming off a game where he turned the ball over three times very early, and Iowa led 17-0 with 90 seconds left in the first quarter. He throws a good ball. Danny can get out on the run and make something out of nothing. And I think that is an advantage. But ultimately, you need to be able to establish physicality up front and run the ball. And that has been a challenge for Wisconsin. The Badgers don't have Darian Dupree right now, which doesn't help. They're averaging 3.14 yards a carry, and that's not going to get it done today against Ohio State.
Is there a recipe to have this game be competitive into late third quarter, fourth quarter? That Matt used it earlier, that old Paul Chris line, give yourself a chance to have a chance.
I think you have to come in with the right mentality and forget about what's happened through the first six games, and especially this last month. You definitely need some breaks to go your way. I also wonder what Ohio State's mindset is in this game. I think back to a year ago against Oregon. Now the Ducks were playing their eighth game in as many weekends, and they looked like it. This is Ohio State's third road game in 4 weeks, and they've got a bye coming up. But Wisconsin has to be able to execute at a much higher level. And I would also say that mindset of if something doesn't go your way, don't get down. You need to be able to stay in it, because if you look up, it could be a 3-touchdown deficit like it has been in some of these other games.
You know, you talk about that Ohio State schedule and the concept and where Wisconsin is. And, you know, the Buckeyes are the Buckeyes. But Oregon came in here last year in kind of the same spot. Is that the way you can be optimistic about maybe what could happen today, is think back to Oregon a year ago?
That's how I look at it. And that was an Oregon team that you felt like was almost sleepwalking during that game, in part because I'm sure they were worn out. Eight consecutive games, that is very difficult. They didn't look anything like they did in a lot of the other games when they were 13-0 and won a Big Ten championship on the way to the college football playoff. So there is that, but you can't be Wisconsin and rely on that. You have to take it to Ohio State and at least make them sweat a little bit. And I think ultimately people are looking for optimism. Can you get to the second half and make this a game and just be within striking distance? That would go a long way.
Plus, there's basketball tomorrow. Red and white scrimmage.
Yes, red and white scrimmage tomorrow. I'll be there. So
there we go. Jesse, thank you. We appreciate it. Ticking closer to kick time just after 2:30. The voices of Badger football, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, will take over next. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The Lansome Bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist's dream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view.
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors are layered.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Favic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
An absolutely gorgeous day in Madison, Wisconsin, as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to take on the reigning national champions and unbeaten and top-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Special weekend here in Madison. Obviously, it is when you get a top-ranked team coming to town, but this is a day today, and it's been a weekend where the Badgers honor the Rose Bowl championship seasons of 1993, 1998, and 1999. Of course, Mark Tauscher knows all about that on the 98-99 teams, a starter on the 99 squad, and the record-breaking season of Ron Dayne. A fun reception last night, and Tausch and all the boys will be honored at halftime. Heck of a turnout, man. Good time last night, wasn't it?
It was fantastic, and I know I had heard a little advanced scouting from some folks you were talking to. Wasn't sure I was going to be up on the mat today. You know I'm going to be out here today, but it was great because, you know, I think so many times you know, you don't get a chance to get together. And now we did this, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. And to do it again and to be able to see all your old teammates. And
I hadn't seen Brad Childress in forever. But just to be able to share those memories, and, you know, we're talking shop about what's going on now, and it's great for everybody just to get back into town, to feel it, and to rekindle and kind of relive some of those old memories and see guys. It's fantastic. I couldn't thank the athletic department enough for organizing it, because I know everybody feels the same way.
You know, I almost grabbed the mic from you when you were making a couple of announcements.
Yeah,
I was going to recruit, like, just in case old boy has a late night at anybody, but I thought, no, well, just stay away. So I did.
I'll say this. Wisey is the bus master, and obviously, you know, him and I took over Wando's way back. I had a promise I'd give Jay a shout out
there
today.
There you go.
You know, because he hosted, and it was great down there last night afterwards, too. But the one disappointing part, I guess, was from my end. My announcement didn't hit because we didn't fill the bus up. But again, just a great time, and we all stayed out and just had a lot of laughs and relived a lot of great memories. And for a lot of us, playing this team that we're playing today, that game for that 99 season, that was the game. And we all remember it, and you're just sitting back talking about the adversity and all the things that we faced. And, I mean, you were there calling it. It was one of those games that you never forget it. And it's a special deal, and it's, you know, kind of ironic that we're here all as Rose Bowl champions with Ohio State here.
Yeah, that day in 99, the Badgers fell behind 17-0 and then ripped off the next 42 points.
What a day.
What a day, and what a run, because the Badgers kept winning all the way through, and including the Rose Bowl victory against the Stanford Cardinal. We'll take trips down memory lane as we proceed here throughout the course of the day. We're a bit more than an hour away from the opening kick. The Badgers and the Buckeyes coming up, our scouting reports, as well as our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. Stick around. We'll get a rolling in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Our pregame coverage continues at Camp Randall Stadium. Temperature kickoff in the low 70s, dipping into the 50s. Just an absolutely gorgeous day yet again here in Madison, Wisconsin, as the Badgers and Ohio State hook up. Ohio State came here a couple of years ago. Badger fans certainly remember the magical night back in October of 2010. You know, the overall series is lopsided, but the Badgers have had runs. You go back to the early to mid-80s, the Badgers won 5 out of 7 from Ohio State. And then starting in 1999, where Tausch and I were reminiscing about that already, from 99 to 04, Wisconsin had a run winning 4 out of 6, including 3 straight trips to the Horseshoe. So it has happened in spurts. I know they're looking for fresh material here, but we'll find out against an Ohio State team that defensively, actually overall, people are starting to believe it is better than the team that ended up winning the national title last year. Defensively, they're outstanding. They give up not quite 7 points a game. Their total defense, best in the conference, fourth best nationally, so on and so forth. Their deep new cast of characters. Offensively, a quarterback is growing up fast. Julian Sayin, he was considered the top-ranked quarterback coming out of high school in the class of 2024. He originally was going to go to Alabama and sign there, but then made the switch, went into the portal with the coaching change down there. And Ohio State seems like a pretty good landing spot for him, especially when you have receivers like a Jeremiah Smith and a Carnell Tate. The center is a Wisconsin native, Carson Hinsman, who they say has improved greatly over the course of time. So we'll see how it all unfolds here today as we move on to our scouting report. Time for our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. So, Tausch, we look at this Ohio State team and this defense. And a lot of the guys who were part of that national championship run last year are now in the NFL. But, man, this front, I mean, really all levels, but this defensive front, it just seems fast, big, deep. Look like they check all the boxes.
They have the kind of that culture, and you know, defensive linemen, you go ahead and look in the NFL, you're going to see probably an Ohio State guy on almost every team. They just continue to churn players out, and that's coaching, that's recruiting, that's the whole thing. And it doesn't matter. It feels like they can just replace, and that's quite a luxury to have, and they're really good. And one of the things I heard on one of the shows this morning was how irritated Matt Patricia and the defense was that they gave some stuff up to Illinois. So they're coming in highly motivated, and obviously Wisconsin, with the performance that we put together on offense, I'm sure Ohio State feels very strongly that they can have a day on defense today.
Yeah, where they're getting salty, what Tausch is referring to. Ohio State has the best red zone defense in the country. They had not allowed a touchdown on a scrimmage play inside the 20-yard line all year until last week, where they gave up a couple to Illinois. One was very late in the game. But when you're rolling like they are, you can be a little nitpicky, but 2 touchdowns and 11 red zone visits against the Ohio State defense. So back to that home field advantage, and I'm sounding like a broken record here, or maybe just trying to speak it into existence. We mentioned the Michigan game, Tausch, where the Badgers didn't make a lot of mistakes. Michigan made plays and was the better team, but Wisconsin made them earn it.
Yep.
Iowa's a good team. It's not only a great team, but it's a good team.
but it was handed to them largely. So make them work for it.
I think today, when you have a performance like Wisconsin had, and obviously, you know, you try to keep all the outside noise, but in today's climate, you can't. So today needs to just be about competing. And like you just said, Matt, let's play a clean game. Ohio State is the way you look at today. You're as a heavy underdog, just like we say it early in these seasons when other teams come in here. Get off to a fast start. Don't turn the football over and make them feel it a little bit. And that, to me, is going to be the formula today if Wisconsin can do something crazy.
Maybe Vinnie Anthony can do a David Gilreath
imitation. We'll take that to start.
That would be a good way, way to start the game. That is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Stay with us. Up next, our player profile presented by Badgerland Chevy. Find your next truck, SUV, or electric vehicle at BadgerlandChevy.com. We'll hear from Daryl Peterson coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
When you're on the move and looking for nonstop college sports action, get the Varsity Network app and take the game with you everywhere. Stream live play-by-play from schools across the country right from your phone, free. Catch hundreds of weekly podcasts, including shows from your favorite teams, all in one place. From football Saturdays to midweek hoops, it's your all-access pass to the college sports world. Whether it's game day or just your daily drive, the Varsity Network app has you covered. Download now and listen live for free on the Varsity Network app.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
About the mental work.
Together, we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers' defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for today's player profile as we visit with one of the veterans on the Wisconsin roster, and he has been a Badger from start to finish, talking about Daryl Peterson from Akron, Ohio, someone who has continued to develop both on and off the field. We'll hear from him about that. Recently, head coach Luke Fickell was asked about players who have gotten everything out of their ability and then some, and
First guy he mentioned was Darrell Peterson, and when that was relayed to DP, this was his reaction.
Oh, man, you know, I was just super thankful. I think just a test of the work I put in, you know, not only just this year, but my whole career. So to be able to see it, you know, paying off, even in the midst of, you know, wins and losses, whatever the case may be, just seeing that stuff pay off, you know, it's super special, and, you know, it feels good. You know, it just motivates me more to just keep going, especially with, you know, the rest of the season we got left.
How do you feel you've grown as on and off the field in your time here at Wisconsin?
Yeah, definitely. On the field, I think just every year I've gotten a little better at something different, whether it be stopping the run or, you know, some different pass rush moves. Obviously, this year I've been a little bit more in the three tech a little bit. So I think I did that last year, but I think I've grown into it a lot more this year. And I'm off the field, I think just leadership. I'm really big into my faith. So being able to, you know, lead guys through faith and be able to have Bible studies, I think is something that's kept guys, I think, in a tough time like this especially, has kept us you know, grounded. Mm-hmm. I think it's been something that we've been able to lean back on, especially Sundays. After the last few weeks, especially being able to come in and have Bible studies, I think kind of got guys back on the same page and doing stuff for the right reasons and not, you know, falling off like what happened last year for. So I think that's come. I've tried to continue to grow with, and I think leadership has been the biggest thing that I've grown with.
It's important, big picture, right? Because you guys work so hard to get the results that you want on Saturdays, but there's a lot of other things that are really important
for
too.
For sure. Right? I mean, and that's the thing, man. I think, you know, all you talk about is, you know, you hear, you know, the fans and social media and stuff like that. But, you know, I tell guys all the time, like, they really don't know what a day-to-day looks like for us. You know, you can watch videos or hear things, but, you know, nobody can really, especially the people that are downplaying us and talking bad about us, you know, they don't know what we're going through. And, you know, it sucks for us, too. You know, we don't want to be out there, you know, laying goose eggs and, you know, doing things of that sort. So I think just continuing to just stay positive through all the ups and downs, I think. And I've been trying to enforce that and, you know, keep guys up during this tough time for us.
That is one that most of us really don't know, and we wouldn't unless we did it. Walk us through a day. What was your day like today from the time you woke up to doing these post-practice interviews?
Yeah, so today I woke up a little about 6 o'clock, left the house around 6:15, 6:20, got here about 6:30, got in the cold tub, hot tub for about 15 minutes, and I got my breakfast, to-go breakfast, and then we had meetings at 7. We're meeting at 7 for about an hour, 45 minutes, then we got a 15, 20-minute walkthrough, walking through, like, the new install stuff for the week, and then had a Bible study with Mason Rocker. Actually, we meet on Tuesday, so did that for about 30-ish minutes, and I get to chill for hour or two, maybe, might take a nap, might not, depending on the day. Today I did take a nap, indeed. I did take a nap today. Got back here around a little before 11, around 11 o'clock. Got some treatment, did some rehab stuff for about hour and a half, and then I went to lunch, had lunch, and then got taped. Then got taped. We had meetings at like 1:30, about 1:30, had meetings for about an hour, special teams and the position meetings. Then 2:30, we got practice, and then practice about 2:30 to about 4:30-ish around there, and just had another meeting, and now I'm back here talking to you. So,
yeah,
pretty full day, long day, man. You got to, you know, fit schoolwork in there too. I'll probably get on that later tonight.
So. Yeah, I was gonna say you're a pretty good student too. People need to know that, right?
Yeah, right. Pretty good. So after all night, you know, tape, watch tape, and homework. That's all I got tonight. So, and we do it all over again tomorrow.
You mentioned Mason Rieger in that answer, and I talked to him a few weeks ago. It was impossible not to notice in camp after practice, the two of you off on the side work, and he really praised you because he would pick your brain. Take us through some of that. What were you guys working on post-practice?
Yeah, I think Mason's a guy who obviously didn't have any spring ball or anything like that. So when we were able to, and I kind of knew just when we first met, we kind of clicked, just conversation, things he liked, I happened to like. So we kind of clicked in the offseason. So we were able to really get out there and play together. It was like, all right, boom. I haven't played in 2 years, so where do you see and where do you feel? So I think being able to be able to get out there together and play together and see where we can help each other, I think it's been great for both of our games because he's having a heck of a season too. I think during camp, more than anything, just I think getting his feel back and being able to help him in those ways and be able to see how he can take the game up to another level, because we have the same goal at the end of the day, to be as best as we can here and then go to the NFL. So I think being able to bounce ideas off each other has been great for us, and we do it still every day today. So
I remember talking to you in the spring, and you really, you know, with some of the things that you're doing, a little three technique, you just get that's like right in your wheelhouse, it seems like, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And I didn't even know that you know, before last year I never thought I'd ever be a three technique, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's been something fun, and I think it's a change up. I think I've said this a bunch of times, you know, you go facing a guy like Ben Barton, you know, for 30 plays straight. Then I come down there, it's going to be a different feel for him. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving those guys a different look. And it's been fun for me to go from tackle to guard and just be able to play everywhere, you know, and be able to have an impact everywhere. I think it's been fun for me as well. So I think this offseason I really emphasized being able to be dominant at it or, you know, be good at it. And I think I've grown with it. And I'm excited to see, you know, where else I can take it the rest of the season.
You're an Ohio guy. How every game is important. You get excited for every game. Yeah. Is this one different or no?
Different because all my family always wants to come to this game. So they'll all be here, you know, and I really want to beat these guys. So I'm going to give it all I got, preparing myself, my mind, my body to be able to go out there and be at my best on Saturday.
That's Darrell Peterson, senior out of Akron, Ohio, and that's today's player profile. Stay with us. Our notebook with Patrick Herb is coming up in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Folks, the clock is ticking. Are you ready to get in the game? While your neighbors are stuck on the bench with a leaky shed, Cleary Building Corp is out here throwing down monster dunks in custom buildings. Whether you need a sports facility, storage for all your gear, or just a winning space to hang out, Cleary's dream team designs and builds it like the pros they are. Get in the game with Cleary Building Corp. Call today, and let's build a winner.
Giving back to the community is a pillar of Wisconsin athletics and one that we're proud to emulate here at Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics, Brewpub is proud to announce our support of local heroes through our partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. With every purchase of the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza, we're helping support veterans, first responders, law enforcement officers, and their families during difficult times. Look for the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza today in your local grocery store and enjoy a great pizza for a greater cause.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling, our equipment designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Pre-game coverage continues here at Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin against Ohio State here this afternoon. Game in progress in the Big Ten. They're in the fourth quarter in Ann Arbor. Michigan leads Washington 21-7. Before we start our Badger notebook, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, let's get to our Badger notebook as we welcome in Patrick Herb, who once again is going to need a sunscreen, I think, today. Maybe a fan.
Yeah.
A little toasty down there.
No complaints, though. It will be hot. It will be a hot sideline. You don't expect that October 18th, but you're not going to find me complaining.
No, we'll take this every week. Let's get to the notebook now. I mean, certainly there are a lot of things that have factored into the Badgers being in the position they're in. But one thing that is for certain, most teams in the country will have a hard time realizing its potential when its starting quarterback is not available. And that's been something that Luke Fickell has had to deal with now in each of his first, two and a half, and his three seasons as the head coach of the Badgers. Billy Edwards, again, not available here today. A quarterback impact is a big, big thing.
Yeah, and as you walk around the building today and you talk to Ohio State staff members, whether it's on the administrative side or I was speaking with one of the assistant coaches that I'm friends with, and they all know Luke Fickell quite well, or many of them do, and they, that's the first thing they bring up is like, man, how can you evaluate him when you lost your quarterback? And there's a reality to that, that it, as we all know, in each of his 3 years here at Wisconsin, that he's lost the starting quarterback for major portions of the season. In fact, the starting quarterback has played an entire game for just 11 of the 31 games in the Luke Fickell era. And if you look at the splits, it reveals what you would think and what you would assume it would, but it's also very telling that in games where the starting quarterback plays and finishes, Wisconsin is 8-3 overall. And by starting quarterback, I should reference that what that means is the opening day presumed starter. So in this case, Billy Edwards last year, Tyler Van Dyke, etc. In games where the starting quarterback plays and finishes, Wisconsin's 8-3. They're 4-1 in the Big Ten play. When they don't, 6-14.